Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating episode number 132. So today we're going to be talking about how to stop obsessing about food. But before we get to that, so the best bite I had, definitely. So last week's episode, I encouraged you to double your pleasure and actually plan something and anticipate it. And for me, that was going to my favorite cheese shop, buying some amazing cheese and having it. So I did just that. So on Thursday, I went to the cheese shop, chose two amazing cheeses. One was like both from the Netherlands, actually. One was a Gouda, an aged Gouda, which was kind of like a Parmesan, but like amazing, incredible umami flavor. And then the other one was an aged goat's cheese that was kind of similar in like intensity and like that Parmesan-y kind of vibe, like so two kind of hard cheeses, but both like had really different textural and really different flavor experiences. So I had them, had a taste of both of them on the Thursday, and then I had them for lunch on Saturday. And I do these tapas plates where it's like, so I sliced up the cheese and then I had a couple of boiled eggs with it just to get some protein and some pickles. I love cheese and pickles together and some asparagus from the garden. It was just like the cheese, all the other flavors, like just so good, so good. If you haven't listened to that episode, definitely go and check it out, how to double your pleasure. And if you haven't planned something for a while, think about it just now. Just pause and think, oh, what's something I haven't eaten for a while? Maybe it's a favorite restaurant. Maybe it's like my cheese. Maybe you're a fellow cheese fan. Maybe it's some amazing chocolate. Whatever it is, plan it, make time for it, do it, enjoy it, and and report back. Our plan for today, we're going to be talking about obsessing and how to stop obsessing. So first I'll share the story behind this episode, like why I decided to record it. And then we're going to talk about what causes obsession, because of course, if we're going to stop it, like it's helpful to know where it's coming from. And then we're going to go into, I'll share some practical tips on how to actually stop obsessing if this is something that's coming up for you or when it does come up for you. And of course, I've got a bonus tip to share for you. Okay, so the story behind this episode. So this is something that I hear a lot from my clients, like, you know, I don't want to obsess about food, or they are obsessing and they're not where they want to be. So I was working with a client recently and she had noticed that she was kind of getting a bit obsessive and it was not being fun. So we did some work together to help get her out of that place. And I was like, oh, it definitely would be good to do a podcast episode on it. So what causes obsession? So basically there's a few things. One is like when you're not happy with where you're at and you're thinking, oh, you know, if only I lost weight, then my life is going to be perfect. If you're in that like arrival fallacy and then you're not happy with your current relationship with food and your current relationship with your body, that can cause these obsessive thoughts to come in because there's this like thought error that you're thinking, oh, look, it's going to be better when I lose weight and my life's going to be better then. And it's called the arrival fallacy. And because the thing is that when you lose weight, you're still going to be human and you're still going to have problems and there's still going to be like time, like you're going to be feeling good emotion and bad emotion just like it is now. So it's not actually going to be better there. But thinking it's going to be better there is one thing that can cause obsession. So that's one thing. Another thing is just that when you've been in any sort of restriction mindset, that actually builds up what's called psychological hunger in your brain. It's like when you tell yourself, no, I can't, carbs are bad, I should be eating keto, no, I can't have bread, then, or sugar's evil, I'm going to quit sugar. When you restrict in that way, like in a really all or nothing kind of way, that builds the desire for, it actually makes you psychologically hunger for those exact foods that you're cutting out. So like, of course, like you start to think about bread more and more because you can't have bread. So your brain's like building this psychological hunger for bread. Or same with sugar, like you can't have sugar. So then your brain's starting to think about sweets. It's like, oh, where's the chocolate? Where's the donuts? Where's the ice cream? And this is just a normal part of how human brains work. So nothing's wrong with you if that's what happens. But yeah, like this is just important to recognize that restriction actually leads to obsession. And then another thing that can cause obsession, with our relationship with food or when we're trying to make any changes is just our attachment to our past stories and our past failure. And when we keep going back to the stories about how, you know, I'm always struggled with food and how it's always been a problem for me. And then when you're thinking in those stories about your past and all the diets that I've tried and failed at, like those types of thoughts, they can lead to more obsessing in the present moment as well. And also, I think the other thing that can cause obsessive thoughts is when we feel like out of control, when we feel like we don't have agency over our weight, where it's like something that's happening to us rather than something that we're actually creating. So all those things together, it can be one of those, it might be a combination of them, but all those things can lead to you feeling that obsession. And so if you're in that place where you are obsessing about food, nothing's gone wrong. Like this is exactly what human brains are. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not uniquely messed up. It's just, this is part of the soup that we swim in. And although we don't really swim in soup, but anyway, yeah, this is part of being human. So I think, first of all, understanding that those situations and those thoughts can cause obsession and like nothing's wrong with you. Like you're reacting perfectly normally if you do get into some obsession. So then, of course, once we've recognized that, like the next step, of course, is to think about like, how do we actually stop the obsessing? Because it's like definitely no fun. And the first solution, the first antidote is to radically accept where you are. And I did an episode of 128 that was called Radical Acceptance. That's a whole episode devoted to helping you accept where you are. But the short version of that is like recognizing where you are. So yes, I'm really struggling with food. Yes, I'm not where I want to be. Yes, my weight isn't great. Yes, my pants don't fit. Yes to all of it. And when you say yes, and put that in front of whatever you're feeling. Yes, I weigh whatever it is I weigh. That really helps you accept that, yeah, this is where I'm at. No big deal. This is where I'm at right now. And it stops you fighting against it. And so, yeah, if you think that the acceptance piece is going to be helpful for you, definitely check out that other episode. But for now, like, let's just say you've accepted where you're at. Great. And so then we're going to move on. So then what do you do? So I think the next thing to do is to just recognize where you're at with this. And so when, in terms of our relationship with food and how much, and like the thoughts that we have around food, there's kind of three places that you can be. One is where you're obsessing, which is what we're talking about today, where you're like thinking, I shouldn't have this, I should have that. And I'm thinking about counting calories and what can I do? And should I be like fasting and should I be doing one meal a day or whatever it is? So that's one where that's obsession and you're thinking about it all the time. Second option is that, like, and that can sometimes happen is that, like, as a result of like the obsession, is that we just give up completely and we just decide to just not think about it at all. And like, you kind of go approach it with it, I'm just going to eat whatever, I don't care. And that's kind of the thoughts behind that mode. And obsessing, not fun. Don't care mode is also not fun because when we're in don't care mode, we tend to be like overeating a lot. And so we're not feeling comfortable. And also often like not even really enjoying the stuff that we're eating. Like we're just eating random stuff, grazing throughout the day. And so, yeah, we're not obsessing because we're not really thinking about it at all. But the downside of that is that we don't feel great in our clothes and that, you know, it can lead, of course, to weight gain and just not feeling. And then our energy levels are impacted and all those, you know, negative health consequences. So obsessing, not great, you know, eating whatever, also not great. So what's the alternative? And so the cool news is that there is a third option. It's like we aren't stuck between these two in this rock and this hard place. And the third option is being intentional about what we're eating and being intentional with how we're thinking about it. And the cool thing is that when we're intentional, we're making choices that feel good for us. So we're not going into that don't care, overeating, not appreciating our food territory. But we're also like when we're being intentional, we feel like we have agency over what we're eating. And so there's no need to go into the obsessing side of things. So it gets us to this sweet spot where we get to enjoy our food and we get to be feeling good in our clothes. Like we get the best of both worlds. How do we go? Like the next question, of course, is Jules, like, how do you go about being intentional? And really it just comes down to deciding that this is what I'm going to do. Yes, I am going to think about food. I am going to put some thought into it, but I'm going to be strategic with it. Like I'm not going to be obsessing all day, but what I am going to do is just ask myself, and there's a really simple question you can ask yourself. And that question is, how do I want this to go? You can ask yourself that at the morning, the beginning of the day, like, how do I want the whole day to go? Or you can just ask yourself that, like, whenever there's an eating opportunity. So say it's lunchtime and you just check in with yourself and think, okay, how do I want my lunch to go? And the cool thing is when you ask yourself that question, first of all, it's checking in with what you really want, but not from a like immediate gratification. It's like, what do I want in the bigger scheme of things? And so that it brings your rational, intentional brain, your prefrontal cortex online to help you make choices, these intentional choices in the moment. So it's such a good question to have. So it's really just keep asking yourself, how do I want this to go? Or maybe you walk into the break room and someone's brought in donuts and you're like, hadn't planned to have any donuts today. You've already had something to eat. You're not really that hungry. And you're like, okay, well, I've got these donuts here. Like, and just asking yourself, how do I want this to go? And it might be, you know what? I haven't had a donut for a really long time. And these donuts are from this amazing bakery. Yeah, I'm going to have a donut. And so you can make that choice in the moment. Or you might decide, actually, you know what? Those donuts are a bit stale. They've probably been lying around for weeks. They're not going to be really worth it. And then you make that choice to not have the donuts. And either having the donuts, not having the donuts is either option is good, but it's like doing it from this place of being intentional of this is how I want it to go. It makes all the difference. So this is really it. It's just like any opportunity that you have to eat, you're going to bring that rational thought in of asking like, how do I want this to go? And then if you're not eating and there's no like opportunity to make choices about food, then you don't think about food. It's like, that's it. So like focusing on the present moment and making choices in the moment when you have that opportunity. But then if it's not time to be eating and we notice ourselves thinking about food, like if it's fun thoughts about like anticipating the cheese that you're going to have, like amazing, like, you know, think that. But if there are the obsessive thoughts about, oh, I should be cutting out this and like it doesn't feel, those thoughts don't feel good. What you want to do is just notice when they're happening. Don't make it a big deal. Don't like go, oh, I'm obsessing again. Like just go, no, okay, this is obsessing. It's not going to help us. And then just gently coach yourself to go, yep, cool. We'll think about food when it's mealtime, or we'll think about food when it's time to think about food. And for now, like we're just going to accept this is where we're at. And I'm just going to focus on one day at a time. And that's really it. It's like coaching yourself in the moment to remind yourself, yep, if it's not time to be thinking about food, I'm not going to think about food. And yeah, like, so am I eating now? No. Then think about something else. But when you are in the moment and you are in like, you are in eating meal times or eating opportunity times, then you want to just ask yourself, how do I want this to go? So it's really, that's it. It's like radically accepting where you're at to take all the stress away and then just coming to this intentional question. And then my bonus tip for you is just to remind yourself, like a really beautiful thought is just reminding yourself that there's no rush. Like if you are on a journey to change your weight, to change your relationship with food, like when you're rushing to get there because you think it's going to be better when you're there, like that puts on this pressure and it makes you more likely to obsess. So just reminding yourself, there's no rush. It's okay. I'll get there eventually. It just calms everything down. It also helps stop those obsessive thoughts. And then my other bonus tip for you to help you like with this making intentional choices is to listen to that episode that I did, like the last episode, 131, and actually plan a treat. Actually do that exercise of like thinking of like, oh, what's something I haven't had for a while? Planning it, then procuring it or going out and having it. And like letting yourself enjoy it in the moment, like really enjoying it, savoring it, and then moving on. And like, and that's teaching you that, yeah, I can be someone who can trust myself around food. I can be someone who can enjoy beautiful food and not obsess. So yes, have a beautiful week. Just remembering, yeah, if you catch yourself obsessing, just stop. No, am I thinking, is it time to be thinking about food? No, it's not. Just and let it go. And just the more you practice that, the easier it's going to be and the less you are going to be obsessing about food. Have a beautiful week. And yeah, before we go, just I have a favor to ask. So if you're enjoying Joyful Eating, the podcast, would love it if you would share it with your friends or share it on your socials. Yes, because the more people we have enjoying food and not obsessing about it in the world, the better place the world will be. Okay, have a beautiful week enjoying whatever it is you're eating, and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.